You know, Coach, come out the field. The first people I ran into were Ingrid and Allison, your wife and daughter.
Right.
And I told them, hey, you guys are good lucky. You got to tell Coach to bring you every week. And she was, I think she agreed with that.
I think she did. She likes, I'll tell you what, my wife likes to win. And, you know, I think our fans would probably agree with that, too. You know, if that's what it takes, bring them on every trip. I was good to get them down here. You know, Ingrid doesn't always like to be front and center, and Allison usually has a lot of sports going on. But I'm going to find a way to talk him into coming next time we travel, too, I think.
That's a good idea. In fact, she was telling me she just did a Tough Mudder 2 weeks ago, yeah. And she's done three of them this year. You know, you're a tough guy, but I don't know if you're the toughest guy in your home.
There's no question. I'm number two. You know, she's talked me into the Tough Mudder in June somewhere, and who the heck knows where she's going.
April.
Oh, is it April?
April, yeah.
So
she told me already.
Well, it's funny, Stan. I heard you're going to be in our group, too.
I might be.
There you go.
I got a group that'll go do that. Yeah, that's for sure. Today's game, you know. Right away, four touchdown passes in the first quarter. You know, a lot of people are talking about, we got to run the ball, and you do. And sometimes the other team, where they're injured and so forth, dictates what you do, isn't it?
It is, you know, and the ability to run the ball sometimes is, you know, what comes first. You know, the ability to move the ball and score points sets up the ability to run the ball sometimes. So it's not always the run sets up the pass. Sometimes they load up and stop the run. And if you're stubborn, committed to the run early, and you can't get first downs, then you don't get a chance to score points. And really, in the end, that's what counts. So no two games are going to play out exactly the same, but we do believe in running the ball. And I think it'd be fair to say, especially with Gary Kubiak as our coordinator, who's run the ball more, I think, than any coordinator in the league over the course of time. You know, the criticism, or if you want to call it that, to say that we forget about the run is just not the case. You know, I want to run the ball. He wants to run the ball. We all want to run the ball. You know, and sometimes you have an opportunity to do it, and sometimes you don't as much as you want. You have to be able to throw the ball in this league, too.
Yeah, you have to be able to throw it to open up the run, as you
right.
talked about before, because if they're going to load 8 or 9 up in there, it's crazy to run into a wall at times.
Exactly. You know, and I think that happened a little bit today, and Joe got some seam routes and some posts over top of him, and in the red zone, high red, they were defending the run. It was just really good.
All right, well, good effort today. Good luck as we go forward. But 4-2 is a good place to be.
It's a good place to be. Thanks, Dan.
All right, back up to you, Jerry.